Have dining room tables carried the American spirit? Our next guest thinks so. She's a Christian radio host named Eden Gordon Hill. In an article on this for Family Research Council, to which we'll link, she writes, quote, "Throughout our nation's history, what happened around the dining room table carried the American spirit. Now the American family gathers in an open concept room to eat a quick bite, watch their YouTube channel, and doom scroll, all while the foundation of our homes is suffering and dying," end quote. Eden Gordon Hill joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we're going to talk about manners and morals. And Eden, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Jerry. Great to be with you. And hello to your audience.
So tell us about this article and the gist of it, and why did you even think about writing it? By the way, this is not something people normally think about, but family time, you know, around meals is a lost treasure in America.
Oh, absolutely it is. One thing that really inspired me to write this was reflecting on our celebration of America 250 this year. And what I really wanted to bring to the cultural forefront is the fact that we in the public square, we're seeing a culture deterioration, and it really comes back to the home. It comes back to how are we gathering around our tables or around our couches, or how are we even gathering with each other within our family to carry on those powerful conversations that set the tone for our homes, that there then set the tone for our public square. And my husband and I, literally a year ago, were going through the scenario of wanting to have a dining room in our home. And many new homes now today are no longer being built with a dining room table or dining room area. And when we went to look for furniture in the furniture store, there was no dining room sets to be found, because the culture is now lending itself to a more open room concept where everybody is all together in the kitchen and then they're in the living room. And I sat there and thought, I miss the days of old when our families would gather for all the holidays, Catholic, you know, masses. We would come together for evangelical times for Easter, and when we would come together for Christmas evening services, all the different holidays. And if you want to label it, you know, the ET and, you know, C holidays, but I found that families always made the point to gather together, whether you liked each other or not, Jerry. You gathered together and you talked about family. You talked about the culture. You talked about what was happening in our government. You obviously were told never to mix religion and politics. Well, I was raised in a family where you did. You did talk about religion and politics. You talked about what was happening. And having those special memories of the open door policy for our home, kids were always in our house. My mom was always making a meal. And there was always a sense of community. And I see now today more than ever this culture of deterioration of community. And I blame it a lot on COVID. I blame it on the isolation tactics that we saw during that time period. But I also blame it on, you know, what we have found now. Social media is a huge help to a lot of the work that we do, but it also is it's a tactic where it says, well, you have X amount of friends. And so it really lends to isolating the culture where we're not engaging as much as we used to. And I wanted to bring back the times of old, even back to when we look in biblical times of Jesus feeding the 5,000, of him and the Last Supper gathering around the table, gathering community together, to our first president, George Washington, gathering at Mount Vernon Estate and with the troops, all to Jacqueline Kennedy renovating the White House, but then pointing back to George Washington and having diplomats gather around the table at Mount Vernon. There is such a powerful source when we gather together. I've always said, from the halls of Congress to the White House in the years that I served, I always have said, we can do more from our families when we gather around the table and talk to one another, put down the phones and talk to one another. And we have more power than any presidential speech, than any congressional resolution, than any Senate bill. when we are leading the way for our homes, our culture, our families, our communities. And that's what really inspired me to write American, our dining room tables have carried the American spirit for a very long time. And I want that to continue. I don't want us to be doom scrolling at night. I was challenged by a very famous pastor and one of his books to really sit down at night instead of watching TV or doom scrolling is what I call it on our social media, but to spend 30 minutes memorizing scripture. Wow. And how that can really, really transform the mind. It can really transform us when we are combating the, you know, the arrows that fly at day, when we are combating the constant, well, they have more clicks than I do, the constant, well, the whole comparison aspect of where we find ourselves and how busy are we to come back to scripture, and which is the fundamental foundation of this nation, to come back to scripture and spend 30 minutes a night memorizing scripture before you go to bed so you feel refreshed in the morning. But really going back to that whole dining room table component, I long and I hunger, and I believe this country does too. We long for something more than ourselves. We long for more than just another click on social media. We long to gather to be together. We long to put hands together in prayer. We long to laugh, to cry together. But it's building, rebuilding that community. It's reigniting that patriotism. It is reinstilling the values of our Christian principles, which this nation was founded on. And it always happened around the table.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, the whole idea of breaking bread is such a, you know, it's so interwoven in the history of Christianity. I mean, even the phrase itself, breaking bread, kind of has Christian overtones to it. But I remember Ronald Reagan, one of the last things he said, it was along the lines of, if I remember him correctly, that the future really gets back to what happens at the breakfast table, at the dinner table, when the parents pass on to the next generation the values and what's really important. And if that's lacking, you know, we're going to be suffering as a nation.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about President Ronald Reagan and you think of many other presidents that have gone before us, and just I saw something the other day, and it lends to the Reagan imagery that you just provided us, but a famous actress posted on her social media account a side-by-side image. And so to the left was the 1980s and a family dining together at a dining room table, praying together, holding hands and bowing their heads. To the right was an image of modern day. And it was a family around the dining room table, but it was a family all on their phones, not paying attention to one another, not praying together, not talking to one another. They were glued to their phones. And I sat there and thought, yes, the dining room table carries the American spirit, good or bad. And what we see today is I want to reignite, no matter if it's a holiday or not, to gather together, whether it is visiting with your neighbors, visiting shut-ins, whether it is looking out for your military community as we are, you know, serving in the Middle East, and we see our military children and our military spouses as we reach out to them and gather with them. It's all about gathering community back together again and to show the love and the light of Christ by breaking bread together, by giving back. And that is something I feel that we are missing, that we need to bring back, especially as we come together to celebrate America 250. Because this nation, we can celebrate America 250 in July, but my goal with this article through Family Research Council is to put out articles in this series for the rest of the year celebrating America 250, where we can bring culture and family and country and God back together again to talk about the yesterday, but to bring it in for this new generation so they know what 9/11 stood for. So they know what the Iraq War stood for. So they know what the greatest generation stood for. So they would know what the Bible stands for and our principles of this nation. Because If you went today to a local beach and started asking questions, very basic questions, you would get very sad answers because
that is so true. I mean, obviously, you know, when let's say Jesse Waters will send out Johnny or whatever, and they'll ask basic questions, and it's like, oh, people just don't know these things. There's another guy, Mark Dice or whatever, who's gone out, and he even asked the question in San Diego. He was asking, you know, what is the name of the capital of the United States and who is it named after?
Mm-hmm.
And only a couple of foreigners knew, well, the answer is Washington, D.C., and it's named after George Washington. And one guy even had a shirt, you know, which said Lincoln, you know, or, you know, and the fellow answered Lincoln. And so he said Lincoln, D.C., and he said, oh, no. Washington, D.C. Okay, who was that named after? I'm not sure. I think his name was Washington. But
yeah, exactly.
But speaking of blessings and prayers and meals, listen to this. In the White House itself, there's an old historic prayer from the first major inhabitant of the White House. That would be John Adams, first president to be there.
Yes.
He has this blessing where and you can see this, I guess, in the dining room table or by it. It says, President John Adams had this prayer: I pray heaven to bestow the best of blessings on this house and all that shall hereafter inhabit it. May none but honest and wise men ever rule under this roof. Talk about America 250, but also combining prayer and the dining room.
Absolutely. You know, there was something else I wanted to bring up to your audience, and I absolutely love your show and I love your audience, and I wanted to share with them, you know, from our presidential history to even current day, there is something that is just really near and dear to my heart. And I want to share that Great American Media, who I admire greatly, has really wanted to instill also this dining room table scenario. So when you go over to any of their shows, their movies on PureFlix, they highlight on there the table, the kitchen table, the dining room table, and family gathering and prayer. And one thing I love about their platform and their programming is they are people of faith. But as we are looking and searching and hungering for something more, and, you know, Jerry, I know, like you just heard me say, I'll sit down at night now instead of watching TV, but instead memorizing scripture. But you heard me also just say, if you are looking for faith, family programming that is uplifting to the human spirit, it lifts the good, the true, and the beautiful, and it centers back around our family and that kitchen table of prayer, Great American Media is where it's at. They are putting out such powerful movies of faith that inspire the spirit. And again, it inspires a greater community to come back together. You know, before COVID.
By the way, we have about 1 minute left. Go ahead.
Sure. No, thank you. Thank you, Jerry. You know, with the 1 minute left, I want to share this. I absolutely love being able to talk about our culture, our God, our faith, and our family. And Jerry, as you know, I am all about uplifting our American spirit. I'm about uplifting our military. I'm a veteran spouse. I'm about uplifting our veterans. I'm about uplifting the good, the true, and the beautiful, and being able to talk about our pro-America literature foundation and God, country, and family. So I want to welcome, you know, I want to say to your audience, you are welcome to follow me and you are welcome to join me anytime. I love being able to talk with people like you, Jerry, to make sure that our families and our future, that we have another 250 years that is focused on God, country, and family, and putting the dining room table back at the center of the home, not on the outside of the home, but to have it back at the center. And, you know, to all of those furniture people out there and to those building homes, please reinstall the dining room table and the dining room area because our families need it more than ever before.
All right, we're out of time. EdenGordonMedia.com. Thank you so much and all the best.